Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by Satanic International Network. You're listening to the news.
Upon decaying every foul wicked spirit in the host, the news.
20 minutes, that the rule of A on the news. Spread out.
On the news, it's gonna fucking rock. Be there.
The whole point.
To really tap into have a serial time
necessitates a certain fortitude.
Now on to our show.
Ha ha! Finally, it's been like 3 weeks and I didn't interrupt the introduction. This is the Who's Outbreak Edition. This is your host, TC Sorrell. We got TC down the line. What's going on, TC?
What's going on, man? I'm very
What's
proud.
What's going on, man? Got through the introduction.
Woohoo! You know it's a good night, man. You know it's a good night.
So tonight we're going to be talking about an individualist mandate or an individual mandate or individualist mandate is what we end up calling the show. And this is kind of inspired by some thoughts that TC and I have been having about Satanism, the state of our subculture, a lot of what we see going on in Satanism. And I see we already got a caller on the line waiting to call in. We're not going to be taking any calls for a while. We've got the show scheduled for 2 hours. If you want to comment in the chat room, we'll be looking at the chat room for comments. But we're not going to take any calls until TC and I pretty much get through all this, what we want to say tonight. And this is kind of spurred by something I was playing around with, a side project, also on Blog Talk Radio, where I spent a half an hour kind of talking about individualism and my concerns about Satanism and where I'm at in my mind as a Satanist. And to be quite honest, I have reached a point where I've considered the possibility of discontinuing my identifying myself as a Satanist and identify myself more along the lines of being an individualist, or I'm having trouble talking, an individualist. I haven't gone all the way down that path yet, and it's not a threat or anything, it's just something I need to work out in my head. But for me, individualism is the cornerstone of Satanism. And what I see going on in Satanism is a misinterpretation of what that is, what the idea of being an individualist or an individual is, and how that manifests and what we have going on. So I wanted to start the show this evening with a quote. The quote is, "I swear by my life and my love of it that I will never live for the sake of another man, nor ask another man to live for mine." This oath comes from Atlas Shrugged. Ayn Rand wrote this book. Ayn Rand is one of the people that LaVey was cribbing from, basically, as part of writing the Satanic Bible. So he looked to her objectivism and used that as part of the material in the Satanic Bible. And this quote is from the John Galt community. It's the quote that every member of the new community, the new culture in the United States, had to take. They had to swear this oath, where basically they would not engage in charity, they would not do anything for somebody who was weak, who was unable to support themselves. Their whole system of belief was about exchange. They were all traders and producers as individuals. So that, in my mind, this quote, this oath, kind of epitomizes what I'll be talking about this evening in regards to individualism. And as I said, individualism is a cornerstone in Satanism. It's one of the primary aspects of Satanism as expressed by LaVey. And I saw an interesting quote on the Satanic International Network this evening where a person described the Satanist phenotype is what LaVey was creating. He wasn't saying that he wasn't creating Satanism. He wasn't creating the concept of worshiping the devil. He was saying that this is a particular type of person that is a Satanist. It is defined by certain qualities. I don't know how accurate that statement is, but there, in many ways, I do agree with that concept, that there's a certain type of person that is a Satanist. And a lot of people talk about people being born a Satanist. I agree with that as well. I think LeVay even may have said that, but he feels that you're either born a Satanist or you're not. In my mind, you're born with the potential to be a Satanist. You're born with that internal drive to be a Satanist, but it may or may not manifest. Now, the Satanic Bible pretty much begins with 9 Satanic statements. And the 7th Satanic statement in the Satanic Bible describes man as just another animal. And I wanted to go ahead and read that. That the 7th Satanic statement, Satan represents man as just another animal, sometimes better, more often worse, than those that walk on all fours, who, because of his divine, spiritual, and intellectual development, has become the most vicious animal of all. Now, the idea of man being another animal is part of a Satanic statement, as part of the foundation of Satanism. Suggests to me that in the animal kingdom, when you look at an individual organism, things that define that individual organism's success are the prerequisites it has when it's born to survive on its own, and then how those prerequisites are developed. You know, what hunting skills, what gathering skills are developed so that it's able to fend for itself, how it develops as far as dealing with other members of its species and dealing with predators and dealing with prey. All these things lead up to this individual animal being able to fend for itself in a real jungle. And for an animal, every moment in the animal kingdom is earned. Every moment of that animal's life, there's no guarantee of that animal surviving. The animal isn't privileged to exist. In the real world and the real environment, these animals have to earn every moment of their existence. And that's something that as human beings, we seem to forget, that there's so much that we've got going on, that we've built this kind of layer between ourselves and nature, between ourselves and the reality of the world, that we've got into this sort of entitlement mentality. And it stretches even down into Satanism. So there's no right to life in Satanism. Life must be lived and earned to be a Satanist. And this relates to the first Satanic statement, indulgence versus abstinence. Satan represents indulgence instead of abstinence. And a lot of people have taken that Satanic statement to mean a number of different things about, you know, doing what you want to do or what have you. But really it means, in my opinion, living life. That as a Satanist, you can't really call yourself a Satanist unless you're actively engaged in living your life. If you're just kind of floating along, then you miss out on what it is to be a Satanist. You don't understand what it is to be a Satanist. A Satanist is an act of being. And as I said earlier, Satanists are born, but like any other animal, referring again back to the Satanic statement, Satanists have to basically fight for its right to exist. It has to, Satanists have to step up and be a Satanist. Claiming you're a Satanist, saying you're a Satanist just isn't enough. You have to act in a manner that is in line with being Satanic, being a Satanist. And what that may mean for you or a different Satanist, that's up to you. That's your individual mandate. But you can't just say it and then sit on your ass and not do anything about it. Just like life, there's no respect given to someone who doesn't earn it. So, again, in Satanism, it's not just a matter of claiming to be a Satanist, but it's a matter of reinforcing the fact that you're a Satanist, doing things that are in line with your individualistic will, the urge to be whatever it is you're going to be. So, in my opinion, there seems to be far too many people calling themselves Satanists. These people who think that their identity entitles them to something. They call themselves a Satanist, they bought the Satanic Bible, they joined a Satanic forum, and suddenly their opinion should be worth a shit. Their opinion should mean something for some reason. Whenever somebody comes to me and they find out that I'm a Satanist or they know who I am based on, you know, my YouTube videos or whatever else, whatever it is that's going on, you know, going on, they approach me, you know, anywhere that I go or through the internet, and they say to me, I'm a Satanist. The one first question that I ask them is, okay, well, what do you do? You know, what I mean by that is, you know, what do you do as a Satanist? What is it that you are manifesting that you consider an expression of your Satanism? If you're not doing anything, if you don't have anything going on, if you're just claiming to be a Satanist, and that's it, you believe in it, you whatever, well, fine, good. You believe in Satanism, but you're not being a Satanism. You're a Satanist. You're kind of missing the point.
So
when I talk about this kind of thing, I get a lot of feedback from people that say that, you know, well, Satanism is about your individual pursuit. So how do you, tell people to do something? How can you basically anything about Satanist or Satanism being individualistic when you're saying that all Satanists need to do the same thing? And I'm not saying that Satanists need to do the same thing. And I see in the chat room that we're getting a little bit of feedback about the radio in the background. I don't know if that's on TC's end or what the deal is there, but let me jump in the switchboard real quick. So it's just TC and I. Okay. So we'll get the radio thing cleared up. But what I'm saying, and this is kind of synchronistic with what's been going on and some of the different internet forums that we're engaged in. Satanists don't need to do anything for other Satanists. Satanists don't need to do anything for Satanism. Pursue your individual man. Pursue whatever it is you're going to pursue as an individual. As a Satanist, there's nothing you owe to anyone else, and you shouldn't expect anything from anyone else either. It's about doing for yourself, and being an individual. Yeah, I see the radio still going. Let's see here. Now, there's some guy in a prominent Satan forum, a mystic, who suggests that the Satanist should be compromised in some middle ground. When we talk about middle ground, we talk about taking away from Satanism in order to meet some other demand, in order to be more open to a larger group of people. Well, that middle ground, that taking away from Satanism, that compromise of values and ideals. Can you hear me, dude?
Yeah, I can hear you, dude.
Do you see in the chat room, they're playing on some radio or something?
Yeah, it might be my TV in the background. I just turned the surround sound down. So it might be it. I don't know if that's any better, but yeah, my girl's watching our TV shows while we're doing this. So tell you what, let me call in on my cell phone and see if that makes any difference, man. So. There we go. All right.
All right. Well, while that's going on, you can listen to the archive, and sound quality sometimes is a little bit better on the archive than over the live show. So, if you want to catch the archive of all this when everything's said and done, feel free to check that out. But again, what I'm talking about here is individualism and Satanism. And we've got some guy in a prominent Satanist forum, and he's a mystic, he's a spiritualist or whatever. That's his point of view, and he's suggesting that Satanists should be willing to compromise to meet on some middle ground with non-Satanists, with other members of the left-hand path who don't necessarily agree with the ideals or values expressed by most Satanists. And whenever you compromise your ideals or values as an individual, whenever you go ahead and take those steps, you're giving up something of yourself. You become less than what you are when you maintain those ideals, when you maintain those values. By compromising Satanism, any concession made by Satanists in the name of compromise would lessen Satanism. It would make Satanism something else. Now, there's nothing wrong with all those other things. There's nothing wrong with all those other different ways of thinking or whatever. That's just not what Satanism is. We have too many people out there right now that are looking for that compromise, are looking for that way to make Satanism something that it's not, so it conforms more to their ideas and values, more conforms more to their ideas about paganism or Wicca or their cult of personality or whatever it is, making Satanism what they think it should be rather than being a Satanist. And again, by being a Satanist, one of the cornerstones is you're an individual. You don't ask of anything of anyone else, and you don't necessarily give of yourself anything that you don't need to or want to without getting something in return. So when you've got some sort of organization where you're trying to make Satanism something other than it is, and you've got to convince other Satanists to go with whatever it is you're thinking, but you're asking them to give up something of themselves for your sake, for your particular sensibilities, and that just isn't what Satanism's about. Anyone who asks you to compromise your values or your ideals for the sake of another person, in my opinion, is a murderer. He's attempting to kill you by degrees. It'd be one concession after another. You know, first of all, you know, and when you talk about these, to these people about the concessions they're asking from people, when we talk to people about what it is they want you to mean as far as that middle ground is concerned, I mean, if you're nicer to people, are they going to be meaner to people, you know, to meet you in the middle ground? If you're more charitable, are they going to be more stingy to meet you in the middle ground? If you, if you're going to be stupider in order to meet them on their level, are they going to somehow be smarter? And that just doesn't happen in any type of society, in any type of format. Whenever it's the strong, whenever it's the productive, whenever it's the individual who is, you know, on their own and doing their thing without the need of anybody else, who has to make concessions for those who can't do on their own, the people who can't do on their own, they already have nothing to give. So it's a losing situation. To be a Satanist, you must discover your individualism by whatever means you choose. My means are different than other people's means. My means, I'm using a process, a philosophical and psychological process of self-development, and TC is also engaged in the same process, and that's our way of doing it. There are other people who simply apply their own logic, their own beliefs, their own study of different, you know, philosophy and everything else, and they arrive at that individualism. You know, whatever it is they got going on, whatever it is you do, you try to figure out who you are as an individual and what you're going to do to manifest that individualism, what you're going to do to be successful in the jungle. The only time that you think about relations and this relationships, a lot of people will go, okay, well, if you're being an individual, how can you be involved or engaged in a relationship with somebody else? And we all want to be in a relationship. We all want to have somebody that we can relate to. Well, in a relationship, there are several types of relationships, but one type of relationship that seems to be common is where there's a power struggle, where there's one person that gives at this point, at this time, because it's their turn to give, and then sometime down the road it'll be their turn to receive instead of, you know, the other person's turn to receive, and it's just back and forth, this tug of war. Another kind of relationship is a relationship where there's a back and forth there, but it's not seen as a power struggle. Rather, it's seen as one person buying from the other person whatever it is they want from the other person. In exchange for attention from you, I'm going to give you attention. That your product, your value, is the same as the person you're dealing with, their value. So you're trading gold for gold there, basically. And the two of you are in this mutual exchange and growing from it rather than this combative existence, a combative relationship. That's the relationships, I think, that are most natural and most often occur with Satanists who are successful being together. So being self-actualized doesn't mean you necessarily give up on being around other people. It's a matter of discovering who you are and then figuring out what it is you want to do and following that true will. Aleister Crowley talked a lot about will over love and, you know, do what thou will and what have you, and the idea of will is pursuing your own manifestation, figuring out what it is you're going to do, what is it you're good at, what is it that makes you happy, what gives you a reason to get up in the morning. And then you make that your purpose, you make that your goal. And it might not be necessarily that you're going to be able to get up out of the morning and be a rock star or be whatever it is that you think you're going to be. You have to recognize that there's a process involved, or you have to recognize that you have to take steps. But as a Satanist, no matter what it is you're doing to develop towards that goal, you're pursuing excellence. So if you're a fry cook, well, you're the best damn fry cook in the fucking world if you're a Satanist. And you're working on getting out of that fry cook job into a position that is more in line with your goals and your needs. We're not seeing this in Satanism right now. Satanists have to fortify themselves mentally. Because you'll have people that are weaker than you if you're an individual. And what I mean by that is not physically weaker, not mentally weaker, but weaker in the will. They aren't able to manifest themselves as individuals. So in order to manifest anything, they have to borrow from other people. They have to get their validity from those around them. So you as a Satanist, if you're an individual, or as an individual, you don't even have to, even if you don't consider yourself a Satanist, as an individual, the weaker are always going to call upon the strong to support them. As an individual, you have to be on guard. You have to prevent yourself from selling out to these people. You have to keep from selling what you have of yourself short. Whatever it is they're demanding from you, you have to make sure you get fair value for what it is you're trading. You want to serve your own needs and demand that top value from those who seek your services. The sixth satanic statement is responsibility to the responsible. Satan represents responsibility to the responsible instead of concern for psychic vampires. Anyone who asks you to concede a value, who says to you, I agree with what it is you believe in, I agree with your ideals, but I need you today to step down from that and accept this other possibility, this other way of thinking or behaving, so that we can do a little bit more for this person who doesn't have your strength of will. Again, that person, in my mind, he's murdering you in by degrees.
Put it on, man.
So I rattled through that kind of quick, quicker than I expected. I know I did a lot of speaking for you about individualism and Satanism, and you know what we see going on in the satanic community, in the forums that we deal with. We see a lot of people either trying to make Satanism something other than it's not, like I said. They're trying to make it into paganism. They're trying to make it into some sort of actual worship of some deity. They want to make it like Christianity, just the opposite end of the spectrum. Satanism, in my opinion, is more of a philosophy than a religion. It's more of a concept and way of behavior than an actual, you know, theosophy or whatever. And we're seeing people who, for whatever reason, and this is what I don't understand, is that for whatever reason you think you're a Satanist, or you know you're not a Satanist, but you want to engage with Satanists for some reason. For some reason, those people interest you, and you want to be involved with them. You enjoy the, I don't know if it's the intellectualism, if it's the no bullshit factor, or whatever it is that goes back and forth with Satanists, which you're engaged in that. If you're a Satanist yourself, get into a situation with Satanists, and you're shocked by what you see around you. You're shocked by the behavior of Satanists. You're shocked by the blatant individualism, by the refusal to submit or concede or compromise, that they're not going to pull any punches. And then you start asking them, can you cut it back or whatever? Can you cut things down? So it's just kind of weird what we see going on in Satanism. And that's kind of where I was kind of beginning to change my mind about identifying myself as a Satanist. That's kind of where I was kind of going, you know what? If these people can call themselves Satanists, if these non-individuals, if these non-producers can call themselves Satanists, these people who are doing nothing but getting on the internet, talking shit, trolling websites, whatever those are doing, can call themselves Satanists, then maybe I need to find a better identifier for myself. And individualist was where I was leaning, where I was going, recognizing that this is the cornerstone of Satanism, at least as far as I understand Satanism, that you know, self-responsibility, individualism, manifesting your will, being productive, these are all cornerstones of Satanism, and most of the people that I see calling themselves Satanists aren't accomplishing any of that.
Right on. My whole thing is, and I've pondered this whole thing myself a few times, and we've talked about this privately as well as publicly. The thing of it is that I just sort of refuse to give up the identifier to stop setting the example of what it really means to be it. I mean, other than that, I've gone through the ideas, as you know, of changing it out with words that were less demonized in our culture, like instead of, you know, using Satanist, you could call yourself an opponent. You know, the word means the same, an accuser, an adversary. Or you could say you practice iconoclasm, because that's, in essence, I think, the heart of what Satanism is really about, you know, destroying sacred icons, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, as far as... Please, go ahead.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
As far as actually people should be out there and doing things, I agree that, you know, a Satanist should be out there and manifesting and doing things. I certainly think that if you agree and truly agree with the philosophy, and I don't mean, I acknowledge I like that. No, I mean agree as in, you know, the two are similar. The philosophy and your own personal state of being are congruent. But regardless of that, as a human being, as a person, you should be doing something for yourself. Spending your time, hour after hour on the internet trying to, see who has the biggest philosophical dick when, very few have read more than an introductory level book on any one subject, it seems, in my mind, somewhat retarded. So.
Right. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And Tim is hardcore in the chat room. He's asking a question about who sets the rules for being a Satanist. To answer your question, I guess nobody sets the rules for being a Satanist. It seems that when we talk about Satanism and we talk about definition, anytime you sit there and say that, you know what, Satanism is about individuals, and whenever you try to say what Satanism is, you always get this argument back that, well, who are you to say what Satanism is? Who are you to define Satanism for me? So, okay, fair enough. Satanism is a word, okay, that there's going to be some sort of consistency or consensus on what that word means, and there's going to be variation what that word means. But the bottom line is what we're talking about. As far as our understanding of Satanism is concerned, Satanism on some level, at the very beginning, begins with the idea that you are an individual who is responsible for yourself and for manifesting your own will. That you choose not to go with what everybody else is telling you about things, that you choose to test and verify everything that you believe in, everything that you're going to go with, what you're going to do with your life. You're not going to be told who you are, what you're going to do, or what have you, okay? So what we're talking about here is that individualism in Satanism, okay? We're talking about once you've got that down, once you've got that individual thing down, and I tried starting out with the definition as to what an individual in the animal kingdom would be an individual organism that can fend for itself and survive on its own. There are a lot of Satanists, Tim, out there in the world right now who can't be Satanists without validating their existence through somebody else. They aren't defining things for themselves. They aren't manifesting their will. They're not doing anything productive. So I'm not saying that there's any rules that I'm trying to give Satanists, other than if you're going to call yourself a Satanist, individualism, productivity, and manifesting your will, being responsible for yourself, those things are part of that definition. It's like if I said that you were a tree or that I'm a tree, where I better have fucking bark, I better have roots, I better have leaves. It's not that I set those rules, that's just the way it is to be a tree. Well, when being a Satanist, these seem to be the things that are required in Satanism. So I see Tim there in the chat room. Again, I didn't want to take any calls at this point, but hopefully that answers the question. And that's kind of where we're going with this discussion. Because, again, in Satanism, there aren't a lot of people. There are only a few people manifesting these things that are doing these things.
Jason, if I can, I'd just like to kind of touch back on how one can set some kind of standard as to what a Satanist is and why the things that you're saying hold truth in a way. Well, not even in a way, but they hold truth in terms of the philosophy. The first thing I really would like to touch on with this is the fact that, the word Satanism itself what would you call it, a determiner. It's something that's, I forget what the word is, a descriptor. That's the word I'm looking for. And, the clue in the descriptor is the ism part of it, which, anybody who, knows what an ism is understands that an ism is a philosophy or practice of a system. So, in this case, and the only word that's left to really refer to at that point is Satan. It's you know, the philosophy or system of being like Satan. You know, that you look to the characteristics exhibited to by the archetype Satan, by the, you know, meta descriptors of that, and you can clearly see at that point what it is that you're supposed to be doing, you know. So, and that does become somewhat variable depending on which version of Satan you like or whatever, but in the end, he seems to, as you've already said, uphold kind of a common consensus of characteristics, and those are the things that I think are really what stick out.
Right, and there seems to be, and it's something I think I talked about, I don't know where I talked about this, but it seems that for the last 40 or 50 years, Satanism has kind of had this multiple personality syndrome going on. You have all these different people calling themselves Satanists, having their arguments as to why they are Satanists and what they've got going on, and it seems that as a group, as a subculture, there are a lot of Satanists who are now have grappled with this kind of issue for years, and they're beginning to come to a conclusion. The conclusion seems to be leaning more and more towards, A, you have to be an individual to be a Satanist. You have to have manifested yourself as responsible for yourself, able to fend for yourself, able to take care of yourself. There's no Satanism by virtue of just claiming to be a Satanist. And a lot of Satanists are still out there that want to make that claim, though. They want to go, well, I'm a Satanist, and I'm on the Internet, and I'm doing whatever it is I do, and that should be sufficient because it's about the individual. Well, if you're an individual not doing anything to earn the right to be an individual, then what's the point? You're not doing anything. You're not accomplishing that end as an individualist. And what this leads me, I guess, to the next point, since we're about halfway through the first hour of the show. And again, this is going to be a two-hour show only if, after we're done talking about everything, there's questions and people want to get on the line and make their own comments. Satanism has taken great advantage of the fact that the Internet exists. That Satanists seem to almost manifest solely on the Internet, and that is crippling us. Where maybe it used to be a strength before, we've become so reliant on the Internet as a group, as a movement, as a community, whatever you want to call us, that now it's holding us back. Virtual reality means that you have virtual identities. You have virtual respect and admiration. You get virtual accolade from other virtual people. And that means virtual progress, which is nothing. Nothing happens. Nothing manifests in the real world. Or very little does. Very little impact occurs because it's all on the Internet. And there's so many people that feel it's, safe to call themselves Satanists online with their cool little comp name. I mean, stupid shit, like Ego Diabolus. I'll be the first one to step up and say that it was a mistake when I started calling myself Ego Diabolus. Okay, it was catchy and it was cool for advertising and everything else, but I'm burned out on it. I'd rather be known as Jason Sorrell than Ego Diabolus. I'd rather manifest myself as an individual rather than some bullshit Internet identity, which is why, for a lot of people, I've been trying to push them away from the whole Ego Diabolus thing. I appreciate being recognized for it, but that's just where I'm at in my development. The virtual reality thing is bullshit. If you're only a Satanist online, and so many Satanists are, there's just no point. The Internet, like I said, is a tool for communication. It shouldn't be a tool for communicating about what we're doing in the real world, how we're manifesting our individual selves in the real world, what we got going on. It shouldn't be where our entire manifestation as an individual exists. Because as soon as you unplug, you go right back to being part of the herd. You go right back to being part of the train of people that just go through their lives without doing any fucking thing for themselves or doing very little for themselves, and they can't express themselves as individuals until they're plugged back in and in that forum and talking shit about something. And there are a lot of people who are like that, unfortunately. There are people who seem to be entertaining themselves, arguing, whining, seeking drama, or tearing down others, while they themselves have nothing of value to offer. And this is how the Internet cripples Satanism, is that you call yourself a Satanist, you log into a forum, and you start talking shit. You go into this combative mode, but you don't have anything to offer in the real world. You don't have anything to offer as an individual to fucking anyone. because you're in your Bonnie's basement. You're not subsisting on your own, and this is the only way to validate your existence. Satanism shouldn't be the forum for shut-ins and non-productive losers to have a voice. And that seems to be what it's becoming. That seems to be what part of my issue is that there are so many things out there, and I can think two right off the top of my head, that, you know, one, it just applies the Socratic method to death. It's always why, and he never has a fucking, there's no satisfying the person. It's his intention. And the other person just speaks at such a fucking level, goes for every 50-cent word he can pull out of his fucking dictionary, that you can't understand what he's communicating. So even if he had a point to make, you wouldn't know what the hell he was talking about. And these people are just carving out little fiefdoms on the internet, trying to validate their existence when they have nothing of substance of themselves to offer to the world. The second satanic statement is about vital existence versus spiritual. Let me pull it up right here. If Satan represents vital existence instead of spiritual pipe dreams, the internet is in itself a type of pipe dream. It's virtual reality. It's not real to anyone but the folks who are on the internet giving it some sort of validity. And if you're going to have vital existence, you have to get out in the world and manifest yourself as an individual. Satanism represents undefiled wisdom instead of hypocritical self-deceit. If you're on the internet and you've got your virtual identity, and this is how you manifest your individualism, if you exist, if you're valid only on the internet, you're not expressing this idea of undefiled wisdom. You're living in self-deceit. And Michael, okay, you got Michael on here. He's asking what is real. Michael, that would be up to you. What I'm saying is, if the totality of your existence is on the internet, if the totality of what you do as an individual is on the internet, if you don't have the will to manifest in reality, then hang it up as a Satanist. I see Dan Dredd there, I see Michael there, they're talking about the digital medium and everything else. I understand that the digital medium is where it's at, but we as Satanists are running afoul of shut-ins and non-productive losers given a voice on the internet calling themselves Satanists. If we could be Satanists, productive on the internet and making something happen, making something manifest, I would agree with you. While the rest of the world is rushing to the internet for validity, we as Satanists need to go against the trend and begin manifesting things in reality. So, kind of to conclude what I'm talking about
here. I want to kind of...
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Shit.
No, go ahead.
All right. I want to kind of just address Michael and Dan, because I think that they're kind of a split in the hair that doesn't need to be split. I don't think there's necessarily a problem with popping on the internet and talking on forums and spending time on there and all that good stuff. I think the problem breaks down to when you step away from the keyboard, you know, are you the same character through and through? You know, are you doing something with yourself? That's my deal is pretty much in a nutshell. You know, I personally I don't see a problem. Go ahead.
Well, just Dan Dredd says, why must anyone do anything? Well, Dan Dredd, we're not talking about anyone doing anything. We're talking about people who call themselves Satanists. So if they don't need to do anything, then don't call yourself a Satanist. Don't bother. But and we'll get to that here in a minute. I mean, we'll take calls here in just a minute. And this is where I'm going. This is for me. So you guys who are like, you know, this is my opinion. Satanists are individual animals that earn their place in the real jungle. They're responsible for and unto themselves. Satanists seek vital existence, a life of meaning and triumph. You may be born a Satanist, but being a Satanist is a constant state. You have to desire it, fight for it, and make it so. So this is kind of what I'm going for here. And that pretty much was the end of my rant, my 40-minute rant. So we can start taking calls, or we can talk. You know, you and I can go ahead and go back and forth.
But, well, I mean, in a nutshell, I don't necessarily think that anybody is, I don't think you were saying that you were looking for them to be doing anything on the internet. Or, you know, if you're coming on here to be a jerk or whatever, you weren't, like, frowning upon that. It's more like there's, you know, frowning upon people who aren't trying to, you know, achieve more for themselves, you know, just kind of taking their lot and, you know, accepting life, you know, limiting yourself to, you know, whatever conditions there are. Part of having an adversarial mindset is constantly challenging yourself, right? I mean, that's where it all starts, is yourself. You know, you challenge one idea over the other, and this isn't just philosophical ideas. These are ideas that boil down to, you know, the core of your being, you know. Am I the kind of guy who will put off till tomorrow what the shit that I could get done today? Or am I the kind of guy who will get the shit done today so that tomorrow, you know, there might be something greater for me to indulge in or experience, you know, if I'm done taking care of business, so to speak, you know, then after that, I've earned the right to, you know, indulge.
Right. Well, we got Michael on the line. Let me go ahead and bring him on. So let's see here. Hang on a second.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Michael, are you on the line?
Oh, hi, how's it going? Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm not too bad.
Yeah,
yourself?
You're on outbreak, right? You're on the huge outbreak. What's going on, brother?
Not a great deal, my friend. And yourself?
Doing good.
Good, good, good. Okay, so basically, for me, it boils down to this. I kind of echo what TC's already said already. If you're a Satanist, then my theory is that you're born with the fucking potential to be a Satanist anyway, due to fucking a level of intelligence and a certain personality type. So whether you even fucking carry the label of a Satanist, it's pretty fucking irrelevant, because you're still going to do what you're going to do anyway. That's point number one. Point number two is, if someone calls themselves a Satanist, so fucking what? At the end of the day, all it is a label that they can use to fucking identify in a certain social situation, or maybe give them meaning and direction towards other things which they can investigate. The third thing is that if someone goes on the internet and has the fucking persona of a Satanist, and they're not manifesting anything in their fucking life, don't get laughed out of that fucking social arena anyway. And to be fair, my point of view is, you're a Satanist by the mold you're born in. This is fucking who you are. So whether even you carry the fucking tag or not, you're still going to be who you are. So really, the whole I'm a Satanist, but behind the scenes I'm actually not, I'm a fucking loser and I'm not doing fuck all in my life, really, to me, is an irrelevant discussion, in my opinion, because those who are not manifesting, not taking command of their own lives, not taking an adversarial stance, not understanding the current and fucking developing themselves, they're going to be fucking showing up for what they are sooner or later anyway. And to be fair, anybody that needs to get involved in a certain social hierarchy for their own fucking ego doesn't deserve the fucking time anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I think I agree with what you're saying to an extent. My issue is that the term Satanism is getting lost or getting diluted by all these people who can just say they're a Satanist and not manifest anything to beyond that. Online and saying you're a Satanist and talking shit doesn't cut it. I understand about being born a Satanist, but Satanism, the idea that it's an ism, is doing something that manifests that. And for me, it's about manifesting your individual's will. Now, if your individual's will is just getting on the internet and talking shit, well, I guess, you know what, that's all fine and good. But for me, it involves being more productive. So maybe my issue isn't so much what I want other Satanists to do. Maybe it's about me coming to a decision whether or not I want to suffer fools anymore.
Well, the thing is, that boils down to your own personal fucking evolution anyway. At the end of the day, why the fuck does the way anyone else carries themselves affect you anyway? Surely, to be fair, from a social point of view, it can be frustrating that other people are wearing that fucking tag the same as you are, which you don't anyway, because you're, apart from what I know, that you follow a school of Buddhist thought. But anyway, the way that what it comes down to is, what impact does it have on your life, and why the fuck do you care? Like, for me, anyone can walk around and say they're a Satanist, but to be honest with you, those that are, I know who they fucking are, I communicate and I deal with them. I'm 28 years old and I run two businesses and I support myself. I have since I was 17 years old. That's someone who manifests something. I don't say that I fucking know it all, because I don't, but I'm learning. At the end of the day, people recognize those traits in other fucking people. And to be fair, if someone wants to come online with an online persona, for me, that's no different from someone coming on saying they're a fucking brain surgeon or lying about their job or saying they're fucking taller than what they are. For me, it has absolutely no personal relevance, because my attitude is, it's my fucking life. What someone else does with theirs, totally fucking irrelevant. If I can learn from them, all the fucking better. But if I can't, guess where the fucking door is, and guess where they're going to be. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I think, Michael, what you're missing here.
Go ahead,
Oh, I was just going to say, what seems to be missing here from misunderstanding is, this isn't like Jason Sorrell preaching from the pulpit kind of thing. It's the social commentary.
Sure, of course.
You know, he's looking at what's going on, and he's saying, you know, this is what I was weighing and considering whether to continue to carry the identifier or not. And in that, I think he has a very valid constructed point. I mean, ultimately, none of it really means shit. But on the other hand, you know, as to quote Dan Dredd sitting there in the chat room, you know, if Satanism can mean anything, it means nothing. So, you know, there's kind of a fine line. And
to that point, too, if it's on the internet and it doesn't mean shit, I'm questioning why then, as an individual, I want to spend my time dealing with something that doesn't mean shit. So that's kind of where I'm going. A lot of this discussion, again, when we started off the show, a lot of this discussion was just about, you know, it started with me trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to move forward? Because I'm just, I've had my fill of it. So, and we wanted to talk about this, kind of get it out there for other people who might be thinking along the same lines. And we see this going on in, you know, the Satanic International Network, in other little, in other forums and everything else. So people are kind of starting to go, well, what is it to be a Satanist, and what's going on with all these other people who aren't doing that? If the internet doesn't mean shit, I want what I'm doing to have meaning, at least to me. So I'm questioning my interaction with those folks on the internet who have no meaning, who for, you know, for them literally it doesn't mean shit.
Right, absolutely. I mean, I guess, you know, I could understand the approach Michael and Dan were taking, because they didn't catch like the first 10, 15 minutes of the show, and there was a lot of stuff covered in that, you know, the fact that this is a social commentary, I guess, kind of got lost in that. So, anyway,
let me answer Dan Dredd's question. Are we trying to hurt people? No, Dan, I'm not trying to hurt people. I'm not trying to convince anybody to do anything but be an individual. And what I would like to see is that individualism manifest in some productive manner. And that's kind of what we're talking about. I would like to think, and this is, again, my opinion, that Satanism involves individualism as an ideal. Individualism manifesting in the world in some productive way that inspires people and gives them something to aspire to. If that's not individualism to you, I have no right to tell you how that individualism manifests. So we're talking about maybe where I'm going as far as my individualism and my thoughts on, you know, what I should be doing, which means this show is all about me this evening. So pile it on.
Right on, man. Right on. So, I want to again encourage anybody who, you know, has thoughts or whatever to call in. I mean, that was actually kind of nice having Michael on there for a moment, playing devil's advocate, so to speak, even if it was from, you know, a position he truly holds. You know, ultimately, I think the question really boils down to, you know, A, what do you want this, you know, what do you want your experience on the internet to be worth? If it's just a place to, you know, indulge in a little time and you've got a real life going, well, I had to pat you on the back because you're doing exactly what Jason was talking about in the first place. You're, you know, you've got your own thing going on. The what are you doing is quickly answered. So, I'm losing, of course. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Dandred makes another point in the chat room. Do we want to see all the pretenders pack up and leave? He says he would like to see all the pretenders pack up and leave, but he acknowledges that that's not reality. I understand that, Dandred. Again, with the individualism, I can't make anybody else do what anything because that would go against my own ideals as an individualist. But what I can do is start considering and start expressing that as individuals, those of us that want to see things improve in any way, whatever that improvement means to us individually, I'm beginning to think that I might have to step it up a notch. And as I'm stepping it up a notch and serving, you know, setting that example, stepping it up a notch, leading by example, maybe putting a call out to other people who I respect, other people whose ideas I appreciate, and trying to, you know, collude on how we can all step it up a notch if there's a way for us to all benefit from mutual expression of that increase in effort.
Right on, man. Right on. I think.
All right, so we got
I think
Michael back on the line, right?
Go ahead.
Let me go ahead and bring him on.
Is him me?
Michael,
yeah,
okay,
man.
What's going on, man?
Oh, cool. Sorry about before. My internet connection's a bit fucking dodgy, man. A bit ropey at this time of the hour. But so I was going to ask, okay, so Beast, first of all, I'm going to ask you, why do you have any sort of interaction online? What is your purpose for doing that?
Well, who's that question directed to?
What is the, well, for both of you, but I was going to ask Beast if you can answer that first.
My purpose for being online at this point in time? I exchange with a very specific group of people. So you'll notice that my activity in public forums or whatever is limited to whatever I have to do to just talk to the people that I want to talk to.
Mm.
So the first thing is to, you know, interact with people that, you know, have a resonating philosophy with my own, and you know, look, I kind of actually enjoy, you know, being able to bounce ideas off of people. I'm in touch with Jason Sorrell quite a bit here about, you know, we're just discussing different ideas I have. I talk to Jason King, Zach, Dark Fool. I can think of probably a handful of other people that I talk to off of line. As well, you know, it's just kind of a place to, for me to, I'm going to talk to them and exchange ideas. You know, the real manifestations and stuff that I do happen here at home. I've been working on a book. I'm an artist. I've got a family. So, you know, that's what I've, online for me is two things, promote my work, my artwork and poetry, and talk to people that have interesting ideas. So.
Right. And what about you, JK?
Well, Michael, before I answer that question, are you under the impression that I'm saying that we should abandon the internet altogether?
No, not at all.
Okay. So as long as you understand that I still feel that the internet has a place in what we're doing as Satanists, what we're doing as individuals, my thing on the internet is sort of like TC, promoting myself and my ideas, and trying to make meaningful connections with other people who might assist me in being productive, that might be worth trading with, whether it's just ideas or goods or resources or whatever that happens to be. I've got my own agenda, and that's pretty much, you know, what I'm doing. What I'm advocating is finding a way to get off the internet and start doing things in the real world that make that time on the internet meaningful.
Right, I understand that, but the issue is how society works. who has fucking time to do this shit full time? I mean, it's not shit, but you get what I'm saying. Like TC's got a fucking family. I've got people that I take care of. I've got, like, you know, various fucking chicks that I go around and have fun with. And fucking, I write, you know, I'm writing a fucking load of material. I'm an artist myself. And in when it comes to writing and playing the guitar and shit like that, I run my own business. I run two businesses. I don't have time to go out and fucking seek out people and stuff like that in the real
Michael,
world.
Did you think I was talking about you specifically?
No, not at all.
Asking Michael to... Okay, so you understand what I'm talking about is what maybe I want to do and
sure.
The example I'd like to set for other people. I'm not talking about you specifically going out and doing anything.
I totally understand that. But what I'm saying is, the point I was trying to get to is that many, many people have got many, many things to do. So the internet is such a useful tool into building those relationships. You know what I'm saying?
And have I said, Michael, that tool shouldn't be used?
No, I haven't said that. No, not at all. But what I'm saying is...
Right, I haven't said that shouldn't be used. What I'm saying is that those that have the ability, those that have the will and the desire to go out in the world and do something real, need to start to disconnect. I need to disconnect and get out in the real world because I do have the time. I do have the time to go out and meet with the other Satanists in my town that I've already met with, start talking about them, you know, start talking with them on a regular basis, and start doing things in the real world that I can go back on the internet and talk about. If that's not for you, I understand that. I'm not asking you to do it. I'm not asking you to even advocate my ideas.
No, not at all.
If the internet's your thing and that's where you want to manifest your Satanism, cool.
But what I'm saying is, though, it's not a case of whether I want to do that or not or whatever. I'm just saying, for me, it's practical to base a lot of my shit online. Plus, most of these people that I fuck with live in different countries. Like, where I'm at now, I know very few people in my immediate area that I could go and chill with. I'm saying it's a wicked idea, though, and I totally advocate the idea. I wasn't trying to say that it's a bad idea. But I'm just saying we need to also add a little bit of realism to the whole scenario as well. Like, how many people are in the fortunate situation of yourself? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I totally agree with interjecting a little bit of realism in our lives. I understand that the internet is there. It is it's efficient. It's a good way to meet people. It's a good way to connect with people. And it's a good way to communicate your ideas. Just hopefully those ideas that you're communicating, those things that you're doing, have some sort of effect in your real world, in your real life, so that there's an experience behind what you're talking about online. So
absolutely.
No one's talking about jumping off and abandoning the internet altogether. It's just talking about maybe manifesting some of this Satanism in the real world.
No, and I totally understand that, and I totally agree with that. My issue, not even an issue, but my interest is that how society is moving is that I feel personally, to be honest with you, with technology being what it is, it's going to be very fucking soon before things like I could travel to the US really fucking fast and I could go and meet up with people over there. People could come over here. I think we need to explore the different aspects with technology rather than just disconnecting online. What about, you know, meeting up with people virtually but in a different type of environment rather than the internet? You know what I'm saying? It's like there's many different avenues that you can think about. And what would you want to manifest in the real world? Say, okay, let me give you an example. You've met up with two or three people in your fucking little town or wherever it is you live. And what would you actually want to manifest with those people? Because to be honest with you, when I speak to people online, it's generally read this book, check this out, or I'm like, okay, well, this is a book I've read and I really like it. You know what I'm saying? Or like, if I'm running a business, okay, well, what can we do to help that business out? I mean, what kind of things is it that you would want to actually manifest in the real world? Rather than actually the ability to manifest something in the real world, what would you actually want to manifest?
Maybe I actually have a real connection with a person that I'm seeing face-to-face. Maybe instead of talking through a video cam on Satanic International, I'm having people over at my place for beers, and we're actually bullshitting, breaking bread together, having that actual interaction. Maybe so-and-so's got a band in my hometown, and I can go and actually be at that club when they're playing, support their efforts.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody's written a book and they're gonna be doing a book signing in my town and I can actually show up to that location and be in that book signing. It's another venue, it's another avenue. Just like you're saying, on the internet there's so many venues and so many avenues, so many ways to connect and interact. But it seems like we've abandoned the primary one, which is that real interaction. I understand, again, you can't, you know, you're not able to travel to meet these different people because they're in other countries and everything else. But you may be able to find people locally.
Mm.
And as a Satanist, when we're talking about Satanism also, we're not necessarily talking about going out there and going, I'm a Satanist and this is what I want to accomplish and this is what we want to do. No, you out there, I'm an individual, I have these individual ideas, and they may have nothing to do with Satanism, but you're manifesting your own will and you're doing it in the real world.
Well, I totally agree with that. And I've had, there's little coffee shops and places like that around that have like little philosophy evenings and shit like that I've been along to and all that kind of shit. But I think what you're saying is a good idea, and I think both sides of it are valid. I think the internet presence is valid, and I think the real world presence is valid. My issue really is the state of Satanism at the moment being, there's a few people that are kind of taking things forward, like yourself, for example. Your book, I thought, apart from this sound like a dick sock, I really fucking enjoyed it. There are Dark Fools writing a book. I'm writing a book. There's a few people that write interesting shit. But for me, it's like the next level. I think personally the next level of Satanism is going to be actually dropping the whole Satanism name, making something completely new, but not even necessarily for a group of people, but just on an individual basis. Because I don't believe that anyone really needs a fucking label. You know what I'm saying? I think it helps in a social environment, and it helps in self-identification. But really, you are who you fucking are. So for me, I would rather manifest ideas under a general fucking way rather than under a specific title of Satanism. Because to be honest with you, a lot of the stuff that I speak to people about is not fucking Satanism anyway. Psychology, biology, physics, it's all manner of things. So I think really taking Satanism to the next level is going to be manifesting it under a different umbrella, in a different terminology. The way that it's, the term Satanism is fucking redundant in a big way to modern culture, in my opinion. I love it and I embrace the adversarial stance, but for me, I just think it's detrimental to the fucking evolution of this whole thing.
Right, and I'm wondering if there's just, and again, there's Dandra in the chat room, and he's going, you know, why are you worried about what everybody else is doing? Well, I'm not worried about what everybody else is doing. I'm suggesting the potential of what maybe I can do or what a few of us can do. So maybe it's all about just what, like, you got Born, who's got his the Mendez collection and everything, a virtual
right.
library.
Right.
I'd like to see the manifestation of a physical library. You know,
yeah.
I'd like to see that come about. I'd like to take steps myself in making that happen. And I get what Andrea would say, well, then why am I talking shit to everybody else? Why don't I just go do it? And maybe that's the thing. Maybe this show tonight is just about me trying to figure out whether or not that's what I want to go do. And I'm leaning more and more towards that, being, yeah, that's pretty much what I want to go do. I want to go find some way to, on my own, manifest whatever it is I think Satanism should be individually. And this show has just kind of been a way for me to get ideas from other people, their feelings and their opinions, to push me one way or another in that decision.
Well, I think, you know, it's a valuable process to go through. But I think the thing with Satanism, the main thing, obviously, it's an individual path. I think the problem that we're going to have in trying to form any sort of collective anything is going to be that everyone's a fucking individual. You know, that's where, obviously, we separate with the right-hand path. Shit's just not going to fucking work, like, on a big, big collective scale. And I know it's a nice ideology, but for me personally, like, you're saying about manifesting a physical library, well, that shit's a fucking great idea. But then, there are libraries. So what's the next thing? There must be something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, a library is a good idea, but there are libraries. What about something else? You know, there must be something else. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And it's guys like you that I look to that, you know, that continue to inspire me, that continue to make me think about what it is I need to do as an individual and how I handle myself and handle my business.
Right.
And, a lot of this, you know, a lot of this conversation also is inspired by, I mean, what we've been seeing going on in, let's say, the Satanic International Network, where, you know, you've got people who are coming in who are very close to the idea of individualism. I mean, if there was one common trait in the left-hand path in Satanism that I could point to and say, this is what we have in common, and beyond that, it's nothing else, is that we pursue individualism. Everything else is moot, and everybody else that's trying to go, you know what, we need to gather under a banner. We need to go in a certain direction. The only direction we need is that you're manifesting your individual will, and that's it. And that's pretty much what we've been talking about tonight. So, and this has been a reaction to those people that have lately been involved or been engaged in the different forms we're engaged in, who are advocating a different idea, who are advocating some sort of quasi-paganism, Wiccan thing, who advocate some sort of insistence that we can manifest as an individual as long as we're manifesting as an individual under their banner. And I'm opposed to that, and I'm seeing a lot of it. So that's kind of where this whole conversation has come from.
The thing is, I think what a lot of people, the thing that I find, apart from individuality, is a lot of people, like Bourne is saying, like Dan is saying, is that contributing to the current is something that people almost feel a loyalty to. Like, it's helped them realize so much they want to contribute back to it and help this whole thing evolve. But then it's a case of how the fuck do you do that? You know, what about a library with no books, just fucking people? You know what I'm saying? There's an infinite amount of possibilities that you could manifest, but for me personally, I take value in, obviously, my own personal evolution, and I like to think that although I'm walking my own fucking path, I can share ideas with other people, bounce things around, and that really is the value that I see in Satanism. And it's rather than manifesting something physically in the real fucking world to say this is bricks and mortar Satanism, it's the fucking idea that's really the value. You can't put a value on that kind of thing, you know, and it's going to continually evolve. Postmodern Satanism lifted the fucking bar. You know, there's other things which are going to come along which will lift the bar as well. And that's really the fucking, that's the nugget of gold that we're looking for, in my opinion, you know.
Michael, let me just ask you something. I'm just curious about this here. What does what you just said have to do with Satan, the idea, the symbol? What does it have to do with it?
Well, for me, it's just an adversarial stance. It's basically not submitting to the fucking what the norm should be. Why should I do this? Why should I do that? Why shouldn't I have the fucking right? Which I don't believe in rights anyway, but why should I have the choice? You know, everyone has the fucking choice to take whatever direction they want. But for me personally, the whole satanic thing is the manifestation of the adversary as far as my own life. I've always been that way. It's something which I am. That's why I've written blogs and posts and done videos about being born a Satanist, because I think you're born with the potential to develop into that, which luckily I have. And I just couldn't imagine that being any other way. The thing that I'm talking about in regards to manifesting stuff in the real world, all that kind of stuff, it's just another way of not even promoting a school of thought, but just an avenue for somewhere to go that has that fucking mentality. I've come to Sin, I've gone to Mendes, I've gone to different places to try and fucking pursue my own path, but that is an adversarial path. It's not necessarily a sit around a campfire singing Kumbaya, aren't we all so fucking smart? It's a case of, right, well, okay, well, I'm doing this, what are you doing? Okay, well, that's cool, well, let me look into that. What book are you reading? Oh, okay, well, I'm reading this book. It's all developing, it's all supporting that fucking adversarial stance that you can have on life. You know, and it's not even a stance, it's just the way that it fucking is. You either are or you're not, but that's just my opinion, you know?
Okay, like, thank you very much for elaborating on that.
No, that's cool. I just think the label doesn't even need to fucking exist. I mean, it's helpful that it does, but for me personally, I just think it's almost like you are that way. If you are that way, why do you need a fucking label anyway? But that's off topic, so we don't even need to discuss it.
Right.
And I think, Michael, that's kind of the root of the conversation that we're discussing. The kind of thing that I've been talking about with TC is whether or not the label of Satanist is even appropriate anymore. Whether it's not just, you know, just go out and do it. Don't ride on the label. Just go out and fucking make it happen.
Well, for me, this is the thing. I've been thinking recently about, see, the problem is, it's all well and good taking an adversarial stance. That's all well and fucking good, and anyone that's fucking met me knows that that's just the way that it is. However, unless you have balance, you're fucking lacking something, you know. And really, true fucking balance, true fucking knowledge is seeing things from both sides. You can't say, oh, I'm the left-hand path, I'm better than the right-hand path. They're both fucking smothered in dogma and have their own fucking traits. Really, the next fucking level for not even Satanism, but for the fucking evolution of human thought, the school of thought, which needs to come out of the culture, Western culture, is arising above the left and right hand path to embrace really what is the foundation of Satanism, which hopefully is two things: freedom number one, knowledge number two. And to be honest with you, if you are that way, you don't need a fucking title. If you do need a title, it's in a weird way, for me, it almost feels like you've got some social fucking responsibility that you feel like you need to identify yourself, or some personal fucking something in your own ego that makes you think, I need a title. I don't need a title. I am the fucking adversary. Whether you want to call that Satanism or you want to call it fucking something else, whatever label that you attach to me really is irrelevant. I really don't need it. I would be supporting the fucking cause if it was called, you know, I bit the fucking apple of knowledge-ism. You know what I mean? For me, that's what it is. I am the fucking adversary. You, whatever label you pin on me, really, to be honest, it's irrelevant. And I think that's the next step for Satanism, is actually going to be, the evolution of it is going to be dropping the fucking title and just running with knowledge and freedom, which for me, that's what Satanism is all fucking about, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that, ultimately. I absolutely agree with that.
You know? That is my, I was actually, right, this is what I was fucking thinking about yesterday, actually, believe it or not. The whole Cult of Cthulhu thing really interested me from many different aspects. And what I was going to do is do a blog post on a religion which didn't exist, but one which I basically invented, would create with these principles, knowledge, freedom, blah, 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 and see how many people fucking bit onto it and were like, shit, that could be something cool. And I was even going to go to the lengths of doing a Wikipedia posting for it and all that kind of shit, just to see who fucking jumped on it. Because to be honest with you, for me, Satanism is, the title of it is irrelevant. What it is very real. The current is very fucking real. And to be honest with you, it needs to evolve, in my opinion, beyond the fucking, because I see Satanism, you know, the typical Anton LaVey Satanism as a reactionary process, you know, but it is of a very real current. And to be honest with you, why would you years and years and years down the line still use something which isn't culturally relevant? I mean, it was relevant in the 60s and the 70s, fine, but it's not relevant now. So why the fuck are we still using it anyway? You know what I mean? Like, if you're a smart motherfucker and you go against the grain, then you're a smart motherfucker and you go against the grain, you know?
Exactly, and I think that's kind of where the show started, as we started talking about that. You're right, we're kind of growing beyond even the label, and in many ways, the label itself is becoming a handicap.
Yeah, I think so. 100%.
Because it's so easy for anybody else to claim that label.
Yeah, absolutely. And the problem is, we need to take. Well, we don't need to do fucking anything. But I think what would be good is taking something which, in my opinion, was reactionary and making it revolutionary. You know, that would be, for me, that's where the future would be, is Satanism, for me. Because it won't even be Satanism, and that's what's so fucking smart about it. Because people won't even realise the real current behind it unless they fucking know. You know what I mean? Like, you can use any fucking Eastern philosophy and say, oh, I'm this, or oh, I follow that, and people won't have a clue what it's about. And then they'll be like, oh, that sounds interesting, tell me some fucking more. You tell someone, oh yeah, by the way, I'm a Satanist, blah, 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 they fucking switch off. And not that it's important in their reaction anyway, but I think it's massively detrimental to the fucking real evolution of the current. That's, you know, I really do, with all my heart and soul.
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, it's interesting.
What did you say again? Were there two foundational principles of Satanism? Freedom and what?
Freedom and knowledge.
Freedom and knowledge, right on.
That's my opinion of it, though. That is literally what it is. For me, freedom and knowledge, but in the very fucking real context of an adversarial stance. You know what I mean? It's not just freedom and knowledge and being happy to be pushed around and fucking take a corner and yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir. It's a case of, right, I know what the fuck's going on and I'm going to move against it if it doesn't benefit me. And if it does benefit me, I'll strap in and fucking ride along with it.
So it's freedom and knowledge and then acting upon those things?
No. It's the utilization of freedom and knowledge to evolve or even devolve, so you go beyond the fucking ego, So you actually really see the root foundation of your own self. Like, for me, this whole journey has been about finding out the root of reality, plus my own mind, plus culture, plus everything else. But to do that, you need to devolve before you can evolve, you know. But the tools of freedom and fucking knowledge are the two foundational points that I would say is what Satanism is. For me, that's just what it fucking is. And it's not attacking those things. It's using those things as fucking weapons for life.
Right.
You know?
Cool. Okay.
Sorry to take you off topic.
There, I can't find fault in anything you're saying. I mean, it's you know, I agree with everything you're saying.
Thanks.
But and yeah, absolutely. So and it's again, it's about it, for me. It's just and I'm not calling on anybody to do anything, really, other than you know exactly what you're talking about. Freedom and knowledge and, you know, being that thing, whatever it is you're going to be, however it is that you choose to manifest that.
Exactly. But the fact that you are manifesting it through the tools of knowledge and freedom is the adversarial current. That's what it fucking is. Well, to me anyway. The manifestation of that evolution is the fucking current. For me anyway. I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but that's just fucking me. But yeah, I'm going to jump off because I don't want to waste any of you motherfuckers' time. But JK, keep up the good work because I love reading what you write. Just write some fucking more because I'm going to be finished with Volume 1 Books of Cain soon and I want something else to read. And TC, I love your artwork and all that other shit. So yeah, I'll speak to you guys soon, yeah?
And hey, Michael, before you get off the line, this is Jason King you're talking to.
Is that Doc Fool? Who the fuck is that?
No, this is Jason Sorrell.
Oh, Jason Sorrell. Oh, hey, buddy. Sorry, I got the two Jasons mixed up. Sorry, buddy.
Right,
but no,
it's all good.
No, but that's cool, man. Keep up the artwork, you know what I'm saying? It's cool.
Right on.
All right, I'll catch you guys up soon, yeah?
Cool, man.
In a bit. It's been a pleasure.
Sounds good. Thanks, Michael. You know, it's interesting because the whole thing kind of, you know, started off with pointing to something. You know, pointing to Satan and saying, hey, I'm like that guy. I mean, that really, I think that's, you know, what LaVey had in mind. It was just, you know, how do I describe what it is, how I think, you know, what I believe in the shortest distance possible. I mean, if you look at the way that the Satanic Bible was written, you can tell he wasn't working on trying to be too eloquent of a writer. You know, it was just conveying the idea that he wanted to convey in the shortest possible span of space, you know, the shortest, least effort that he had to make at it. And so he just took his fingers and kind of went, I'm like that guy right there. Because people at that time were, I don't know, very familiar with the symbol. It was something that was very heavily on everybody's mind. It was, in my opinion, the time of the brimstone and hellfire preachers.
Right on. And it was. And when LaVey packaged Satanism the way he packaged it, it was in reaction to, you know, all the things that he saw in mainstream society, you know, growing up. Combined with, you know, some ideas about the occult, combined with, you know, Rand's objectivism and some different ideas. And it was a reaction. And I think what Michael was saying was that now it's time for less of a reaction, but more of a revolution is the word he used. You know, moving things forward in some manner through those tools of freedom and knowledge into along this adversarial current.
Right on, man. Right on. I mean, man, I don't really have a ton else to really say on the subject myself. I agree with a lot of the points that you have raised up, and you know, where I've differed, or even by slightly, I've kind of spoken up at, you know, so.
Right on.
You know, there's
yeah,
things
we plan on
kind of comes to my mind.
What's that?
I'm sorry, the thing that kind of comes to my mind about the whole deal is, should you choose, you know, to drop the label of Satanist, then I wouldn't necessarily expect anybody to follow it. And that's just my mindset, you know. And there, what do you do to distinguish yourself? I mean, you call yourself an individualist, but then you get enough individualists together, and well, there's a lot of individuals in the room all saying they're individualists. So, I mean, you see what I'm kind of getting at here.
Yeah, I don't think with what I'm thinking about that I'm actually going to, you know, advocate some sort of movement or some change. I think that it's just about I'm just going to be doing what I'm doing and maybe not be engaged so much in the debate or the discussion about what Satanism is anymore or isn't anymore, that I'm just going to do it. And like everybody's been saying, and not so much worry about what everybody else has got going on. And, you know, just wanted to validate the idea of individualism in my mind, and maybe in the minds of some of the people who have been listening to the show, and then moving forward on that.
Yeah. I mean, I fully get that, man. I'm just, you know, vectoring it or whatever, doing my little, making sure I've got my head wrapped around the whole thing correctly. You say things in such a condensed and concise manner that sometimes I have to make sure that there's not another point being alluded to. You're a little smarter than me, you know what I'm saying, guy?
Yeah, I don't see it that way, but okay. We got this thing going for, let's see here, we got another 40 minutes of show, and I think we've talked this subject out. We got a lot of smart people listening in the chat room right now. We got Dan Dredd, we got Michael, we got Rodden, there's Tim's Hardcore. What do you guys want us to talk about for the next 40 minutes? When we look at the chat room, seeing what topic these folks might want us to discuss. I know there's the delay,
First thing I want to actually kind of throw out there real quick while they're all making their decision as what they want to talk about. If y'all really want, you know, a certain element to go away, quit feeding it. Well, that's really, you know, the bottom line of it. If you don't want it to go away or you're indifferent, then, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. But, you know, then, you know, I have a right to come back later and kind of, you know, say, hey, why is this shit here? You know, you didn't take the doggy out. That's why, you know? So.
Okay, Michael Jackling just asked why we think personal manifestation isn't enough. I think personal manifestation is enough, which is kind of what brought us to this show, because I'm thinking about leaning more towards personal manifestation and getting away from this this group kind of manifestation we got going on.
Yeah, well, group manifestation is wonderful so long as there's actually something being manifested out of it. You know, otherwise, I would assume that the individual is always Trump, if I can say that and it makes sense. You know, what you're doing, what you want to be doing is Trump to everything. You know, if I don't show up to sin for a week, I would hope that everybody's not going to be going, where were you? You know, you missed our coffee date or whatever. Yeah, I'd hope they have better things going on, but maybe not. I mean, that sin is something that I happen to be working towards building up, no matter how many other people try to tear it down. So,
right on.
You know, I guess the other thing that I'd like to do.
Another thing I'd like to touch on.
You're killing me, man.
Roll, man. Go ahead.
I'm out of hearing some. I was just going to say the next thing that I wanted to say, you know, if as long as I'm personally a part of Satanic International Network, and there won't be and is not any assumed indifference to other forums or other, you know, places that people gather, and any perceived hostilities in that manner are exactly that, perceived. One thing I'm really getting tired of is seeing the whole us versus them thing every which way. You know, for what Satanic International Network is, it stands alone by itself as its own kind. So, you know, what it will become is something that we'll be seeing in the years to come. It just depends on a bunch of elements. Number one, what Zach personally does with it. And number two, what people are allowed to get away with and so forth. So...
Right on. Well, man, we got 4 minutes left till the bottom of the hour, 6 minutes left to the bottom of the hour. I really think we do better when we do goofy bullshit shows rather than the serious shit. So how about next Sunday we do the Catty Bitches show?
We do what?
The Catty Bitches show?
Oh yeah, let's do that, definitely. I mean, I really look forward to Sunday nights because it's not so intellectually, oppressing, you know, especially coming up with something good to say about the subject. But on the other hand, man, and after listening to your Blog Talk Radio show last night and everything, I thought it would be really cool to give it a little more of an air and give you a chance to refine your thinking a little more. And I honestly don't think we suffer any when it comes to... Go on.
No, I said it did. It helped out.
Jace, I'm sorry. This cell phone's terrible for reception. Could you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, I basically just said that I was agreeing with you that yeah, this helped out. This was worthwhile.
Yeah, it's absolutely worthwhile. And I don't think we suffer any doing an intellectual topic, but I'd certainly like to keep the Outbreak Edition as more of a fun thing most of the time. However, you know, we have the flexibility of having some seriousness when necessary.
Right on. So,
yeah,
next Sunday show, then. Go ahead,
dude. Yeah, we're terrible at this, aren't we? next Sunday show, Catty Bitches sounds good. And maybe after that sometime we could do if it bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die, it's inherently evil or something. I mean, we could... you know, kind of poke fun at some of those little, I don't know what you want to call them, idioms?
The new what?
Idioms. I'm not really sure what you want
idioms?
To call it. An innuendo? An idiom? I'm not sure. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, right on. Funny show next week, then.
Right, at least we know what next week is. But I was, yeah, kind of just throwing that out there, man, because there's all kinds of little stereotypes and stuff like that. That was just the first one that popped into my head, you know. Whatever bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die is inherently evil. You know, obviously that's we know what it's a reference to, but, you know, just interesting
right.
How people develop little things like that. Before Michael Joaquin pops out of here, thanks for tuning in and calling in, man. We appreciate it. So.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
And we, Yeah, so that's.
I think we're gonna go ahead and end the show.
Yeah,
dude,
it sounds good to me, man.
I think
everything's covered well.
All right, man. Later.
Later.
Thank you for listening to the Ooze. Opinions expressed by our guests or callers do not necessarily represent the opinions held by TC, Zach, Jason, Matt, or any other institution represented by them. If you have been offended by the production of this show, we are sorry, but it's the old expression goes. Tough luck. Special thanks to Dr. Rocky DeRoma for his contribution to this outro. The Ooze is the Creative Oddity Studios product and is presented by Titanic International Network as its official Blog Talk radio show. Why waste your time with those other guys?